Amen. That there are answers, that there is hope,
there is peace. It's pretty
and joy
easy
for those who have been wounded and
to love our friends, our loved ones, isn't it?
Father, we lift
it's
up.
It's pretty easy to love those who treat us well.
We lift
up
right now. We ask for a blessing on those who have hurt us.
And when somebody's being kind to us,
Lord,
it doesn't take much effort
know
at all.
That hurt people hurt
at all
others.
To be kind back.
And so, Lord, for those who have hurt us,
we
ask
we
for healing on them.
With
we ask
those
for your Holy Spirit to bless and encourage.
Who are against us. What
Lord,
do?
We don't know what they've gone through.
In our
they
prayer life,
know the pain
as
that
we're praying through
and
things,
we ask that your Holy
for
Spirit
people who
would minister
have
to
made
them
it
and
their,
they would be made whole.
Maybe their recent life goal, maybe a long-term life goal,
in
to
you.
Make our life miserable.
That they would experience
to come
a
at
freedom
us day
in,
day
in
out.
Christ Jesus.
Or to somebody who just says a sharp word and is trying,
ask
to,
for
trying
our,
to get
our
a reaction.
Friends and family who don't know you yet, Lord. Who are searching for
respond?
Something of value.
It's amazing
something
how
real,
we can
that
go from 0 to 50 in
and
emotions
they don't know what
when
it is,
do something
Lord, and they're looking for it
us,
in all
it?
Different areas. Lord, we pray that you
so
would reveal yourself to
So I'm preparing this message. I'm working
through,
on it all week. Of,
through
of
others,
praying
through
for your
us,
enemies
through your word.
And
through moments of
I was
experience,
on my way home the other day. I was
through your Holy Spirit just
and I was in the turn
getting
lane.
Getting a hold of them.
And waiting for the light to turn and
Father, we ask that you would,
as the turn light comes on, I go to turn,
and Lord, if it can be through us,
a gentleman
Lord,
that I didn't see because he was it was evening, it was dark, and he was had his dogs. He had three dogs with
Lord,
him.
We've been,
and he was crossing the street, and it wasn't a green walk sign
how
for
do
him.
We see
it was
the
a
kingdom built.
Green turn light for me. And so I started to turn.
How do we become?
And he's
a part
coming
of what
out
you're doing
because
and building
he sees
your
that
kingdom,
it was red
prayer.
Going the other direction, so he thinks he's just going to walk. And I'm turning
and Lord,
right into
is,
him.
This is at the very heart of it.
I was in the right.
Because this is where the
I was following
are
the law. I was doing what the light said. And
so
he
Lord,
stopped. And I stopped. And he's yelling at me
to
and swearing at me as he's going by with his dogs. And I
we would be so free in you.
I rolled
so
down the window.
And of joy and peace.
And he says, what are you doing?
The fruit of the Spirit bleepity bleepity bleep. We know because of what you've done.
That our new identity in Christ
right there
would be so transforming
like
that
and
that
I said
old
my
man,
great
that old
comeback
woman
would be gone.
I didn't see you.
And Lord, that we would
and
no
thought,
longer say, you know what, I want to go back
that
into
didn't
that
feel
slavery
that satisfying.
Of unforgiveness. Forgive us, Lord, for going to what we know
rather I
gotta than
be honest
who
with
we
you
are
guys,
in you in Christ
had
Jesus.
Had I not been just working on the message?
Forgive us for letting the old
where
person
I was
come
at
back
coming
up
home from.
Trying
had
to get
I not
some,
just
some
been
ground
working
from
on
the
message,
enemy, from the flesh,
I don't know what I would have
the
said.
World.
I do know what was in my heart. It wasn't
Lord,
pretty.
Forgive our weakness. Thank you. That
it
you
was,
are greater.
It wasn't pretty.
Than our enemy. You are greater than our own
guys,
flesh and our own sin.
A person
but
can become
no
an enemy pretty quick, right?
Temptation.
A person can say something and do something
that is
and there
greater
can be
than
such
who
a reaction.
You are in us.
And
that you always
know,
provide
as,
a way
as
out.
As we look through some of the Old Testament,
you provide
one
a way
of the things is we
out
have a just
the,
God who deals harshly
the desire
with
things.
To,
we get,
love
to get even.
That as long as it's for other
to
people.
Hold on to that anger and that bitterness.
Man, what does God's word say
Father,
about how
we choose
should,
in
how
you
should treat them? And so
to forgive
we're
those
today
people
in Matthew
who have wronged us.
We're just
going to
look at a few verses here.
Thank you, Lord, for making that
and this
possible.
Is in one of the times where Jesus is speaking, it's a long time, word, a long
we choose joy
message
and
that he's
given
the Sermon on the Mountain,
who
and
you
we're just going to take a little chunk of it
out and focus on that.
Lord, I thank you for each one here.
Bless
Matthew
them,
5, starting in verse 43.
Encourage them. We pray for
you
a
have
covering
heard it said,
over each of us, Lord.
Love your neighbor.
We pray for a covering over our families, over our homes.
Your enemy.
Now, Lord, that our homes
think,
are places
stop
where we,
here because
they would be places
important.
Where people are welcomed. And encourage
was,
and bless.
In the Old Testament, there was this law of retaliation,
and it was talked
you're
about
in Exodus
the
21.
The church,
and
not
it
the
was,
building, but the people.
It was
as we
used
go
by
out
the Jewish people's
this,
world.
What
but it
we
would
God
take
gave
the church
for
into
was to
our
give
community.
Limits on, you know, an
and
eye for an eye and all that.
Healing
to give
of those
limits
around
on, you
us.
Don't.
I was taught growing
well,
up from my father, you don't get
well.
Even, you get ahead.
Let us pray for our
somebody who hurts you hurt them more.
Lord, thank
somebody
you.
Comes at your arm,
you
take out their legs and their arms.
Us, but in faith,
you know,
you
say you are my child.
You do not back
you're
down.
Not
no Shurik ever backs
child.
Down.
Nothing can separate
was,
you from
that
me.
That was just put in.
You're mine.
It was not good advice.
I love you. I gave everything
but it was,
for you.
Man, it was Lord, a big part of my childhood. And and there was this whole idea of
make us a blessing to many around
to get
us.
Even.
This day,
and,
this
and
week,
the Jewish
this month,
people of the day, they had taken
Lord,
some of the scriptures of
us.
An eye for an eye, and they had used
change
it as an excuse for
people.
A law of retaliation.
Change how we react.
They'd use it as a way to not
for your
get.
Glory, we pray these things. In
even
Jesus
in the sense of, amen. I've done caused you this damage, I'm going to give you back the same amount. But they had used it as a way to take advantage of people who had done them wrong. The Old Testament had taught to love one's neighbor. In Leviticus 19:18, it says, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." And the principle of hatred for one's enemies didn't apply to that. And so there was this feeling in the Old Testament by many and from the leadership down of, you know what? There's an understanding that it's okay to retaliate. And it carried over into the Pharisees. Matthew 5:43, it says, "You have heard it said, love your neighbor." And what? And hate your enemy. That's what he's talking about here. That's what he's talking about. You've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Now, I'm pretty comfortable with that in my flesh. There's something, I got to be honest, there's something appealing of coming against those who have come against you. In the flesh, it feels good to hit back. I remember a time where I was walking home, and I was coming back from the library. I was at university, and I'd just gotten this jacket, and these guys came and they were circling me. They'd gotten out of a truck and they were drunk, and one of them broke a bottle over my head from the back as I had my hands in my jacket. And there were three of them, and I went ballistic. And drunk guys can't fight that well. And I remember as I was taking the second guy and just slamming his head into the truck, I was thinking, I'm going to kill this guy. The anger inside of me was so... So I threw him in the back of the truck, threw the other guy, I was knocked down in the back of the truck, and I handed the keys to the one guy who was just standing there. And I was so scared of my own anger. I'd always promised myself I wasn't going to be like my father. I wasn't going to have anger rule me. And here I was being ruled by my anger. I said, hatred is real. It's not this thing that we just talk about. When we experience it, it can be all-consuming. And sometimes it can take that flavor of a physical, just, man, we're getting that. Other times it's on the inside, isn't it? Other times it's in our minds. We're doing just as much damage in our minds towards the person, or maybe with our mouth, or maybe we're seeking revenge and we're sharing a piece of the story so that they feel some of the burn. We're going to get even one way or another. Guys, it's from the same heart that desires to say, you're my enemy, and I'm going to make you pay for being my enemy. Something that's interesting, it goes on to say this. But I tell you, who's speaking here? Jesus. So you've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's what you've been told in the past. That's wrong. But I say, love your enemies. And then he takes it even further. You know, the thing about God is he's not just after our actions. He's not after right behavior. He's after our hearts. And he says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, I want to say this. In the flesh, that is impossible. In the flesh, what we want is to get even. We want justice for them. And man, when... Have you ever watched a movie and the bad guy doesn't just get it, but he really gets it? What do? We cheer! Woo-hoo-hoo! The bad guy not only got it, he really got it. Man, there's something inside us that loves to see injustice that's around us taken care of and dealt with. But we want grace and mercy for us, for ourselves, when we're the enemy. When we're the ones bringing the heat to others, being selfish with others. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You see, the only way that I can pray for somebody who's my enemy is by my Lord and Savior working in my heart and changing me from the inside out. Edith and Harvey, anybody remember Edith and Harvey who used to go here? When we came here, they were the first couple to take us out to dinner when Julie and I first came here a little over 10 years ago. And just an amazing couple. They've both passed away. They're both with the Lord now. And Watanabe, and they're just, oh, such an amazing, amazing couple. One of the things that they shared with us at the lunch was some of their stories, and I was asking questions, and while Harvey, he was they were Japanese, and Harvey was in the U.S. military, and while he was serving, anybody know where Edith was? Concentration camp. And I remember them sharing this story about how he was serving and she was being treated that way. And both of them were looking at me with hearts that were completely whole and joyful. And they were sharing this story not as victims of an angry and bitter, but they were sharing about the love of God and how God had gotten through it. And they shared it. And one of the things that really stuck out to me, there's no bitterness and hatred for what had happened to them, for what they had gone through. They had forgiven those who had done them wrong, and she talked about that forgiveness. Man, you see, something happens when you see people forgive and you experience it. You see a wholeness in the other person. You know, we're surrounded by people who are broken, who are going through this world, and they're living like my father is still living, controlled by that anger and hate and bitterness, and lost in those moments of the past, stuck in those moments in the past. Lost and stuck in a way that the past is their present, and they've never emotionally moved past there. And it's not a healthy place to be. Unforgiveness of what's happened in the past, it'll make us a captive to our present and our future. And it's hard to see when you see somebody who's struggling in that. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You see, it's not enough that we forgive. Something happens when you forgive somebody who's done you wrong. Now they're no longer your enemy. Now your heart is for them. Now you've got empathy. Something in your heart changes through prayer as you're able, through the power of Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, because while I was still yet a sinner, Christ died for me. So because I've been forgiven while I was still in my sin, I can come to a person who's still in their sin, who doesn't deserve to be forgiven, and I can forgive them and experience a healing that's from the inside out, that now that hold of bitterness and anger that was on me, that cell that I was in of unforgiveness, that is gone. It's given. It's put at the foot of Christ. And now, I see that same person. Nothing's changed from them to me. Nothing's changed. Maybe they're even passed away. But I'm able to look at them and look at who they are and what's happened, and I'm able to see things differently. I'm able to have empathy. I'm able to see their wounds,
their brokenness that caused them to be in a place to do what they did to me.
Something happens, and all of a sudden, because the heart has changed, the actions change, and I'm able to pray for their blessing. Pray for those who persecute you.
Guys, in the flesh, it's impossible. I promise you. You can only go that. You can't get deep at all. You can say the words because we think we're supposed to say it. But we have to. In different times in my life, I've had to pray to God. God, I am not able right now. I'm not in a place where I can forgive them. The wound is too great right now. It's too raw right now. So before I get there, I need you to change me. So right now, change my heart. Change me so that I can forgive them, so that there's a desire for blessing for them. Do you know what happens when you've truly forgiven someone? You know what happens inside of you? You want blessing for your enemy. You want them to be blessed. When we've truly, how can we say, you might be asking yourself, how do I know if I've truly forgiven the person? Do you want blessing for them or do you want justice for them? That's a great way to really see where your heart is. I want you guys to go through the different people who have caused you the most pain in your life. When you're alone and you're honest before God, do you desire blessing for them or justice? Now that justice word, that's a fun word. We can manipulate that word, can't we? It's a righteous anger. Anytime I say in a loud voice in my heart, it's a righteous anger, it's not a righteous anger. But when we desire blessing for those, we know that the healing has taken place inside of us. You guys, the beauty of pray for those who persecute you, it goes on to say that you may be children of your Father in heaven. How cool is that? We can be like our Father who forgave us while we were in our sin. We get to be forgiven when we don't. There's nothing that we can do that deals with our sin. There is no way that any one of us can make ourselves right before God. There would be no need for Jesus, no need for his work on the cross, for his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and preparation of eternity with him. There'd be no need for that because we could do it ourselves, but we can't. And I think if everyone's honest, as you look at your own heart and you look at the wounds caused by the people around you, I think we all realize our limitations there, don't we? We all realize that I can only go so far. Forgiveness doesn't change the past. Guys, hear this. Forgiveness doesn't change the past, but it frees us in the future. It frees us in the present. There is no way to be free here and now if I'm living in the brokenness of the past. But when we forgive and we get to that place where we're praying for the blessing of those who have wounded us, there is a freedom that it's unspeakable. There's no words for it because now the very thing that caused my brokenness, my pain, caused my identity to be formed around what had been done to me, now I am freed from all of that. It's been years now that I've been praying for my father in a real way. I spent many years praying for him with a heart of, give him a little justice. Give him a little justice, Lord. That's what he needs. A little opportunity to get a little of what he's given. Humble him. Very, kind of camouflage prayers. Justice, humble him, right? It can sound kind of Christian, right? Speaking a little Christianese there. But my heart was for make him pay. Bring some of the pain he's caused to me and those I love.
As that's no way to live. That is not freedom in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ set you free. Why would somebody who's been a slave and then been set free say, I want to go back into slavery? It makes no sense. And as believers, as people have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, his death, burial, and resurrection, and we've experienced going from spiritual death to spiritual life, why would we say, I want to go back to being a slave to all those emotions? I want to be an emotional slave to all those things. Slavery is evil. The enemy wants to use slavery to keep us at bay, to keep us in our pain. And Christ came to set us free. Let's stand free. Let's be free in Christ. God demonstrated his own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. As I plan more, but I feel like the Lord is saying, let's stop here, because I really feel like the Holy Spirit is wanting us to struggle through some of this. I'm just hearing in my heart and soul right now, don't move to the next thing. So the second set of scriptures that I have, I'm going to leave that right now. And I want us to really spend a moment here. Let's stand together. We've been talking about prayer. Let's spend some time in prayer. As a church family, it's just open to everyone. If there's something on your heart, if there's somebody that you want to pray for, if there's somebody that you want to forgive, if it's appropriate to use a name, use it. If it's somebody that somebody might know, might make somebody else feel uncomfortable here, don't use a name. This isn't a time for a grievance to be shared, but it's a time for our hearts to be made right. It's time to pray for others, to pray for the blessing of maybe those who have persecuted us. It's a time to lift those around us. So as the Lord is leading you to share, I'm not going to put any clamps on it, but as God is leading you to share from your heart, let's spend a few minutes in prayer. And then in a few minutes from now, I'll go ahead and close. Father, we lift up right now, we ask for a blessing on those who have hurt us. Lord, we know that hurt people hurt others. And so, Lord, for those who have hurt us, we ask for healing on them. We ask for your Holy Spirit to bless and encourage them. Lord, we don't know what they've gone through. We don't know the pain that they've experienced. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would minister to them and they would be made whole. In you, that they would experience a freedom in Christ Jesus. Father, we ask for our friends and family who don't know you yet, Lord, who are searching for something of value, something real, something that makes a difference, and they don't know what it is, Lord, and they're looking for it in all different areas. Lord, we pray that you would reveal yourself to them through others, through us, through your word, through moments of experience. Lord, through your Holy Spirit, just getting a hold of them. Father, we ask that you would minister to them. And Lord, if it can be through us, Lord, use us for your glory. Lord, we've been looking at how do we see the kingdom built. How do we become a part of what you're doing in building your kingdom through prayer? And Lord, this is at the very heart of it. Because this is where the wounds are that separate us from each other and from you. And so, Lord, we do pray that we would be able to pray for those who persecute us. That we would be so free in you and so whole and of joy and peace in you, that the fruit of the Spirit would be what we know because of what you've done, that our new identity in Christ would be so transforming that that old man, that old woman would be gone. And Lord, that we would no longer say, you know what, I want to go back into that slavery of unforgiveness. Forgive us, Lord, for going to what we know rather than who we are in you, in Christ Jesus. Forgive us for letting the old person come back up and try and get some ground from the enemy, from the flesh, from the world. Lord, forgive our weakness. Thank you that you are greater than our enemy. You are greater than our own flesh and our own sin. That there is no temptation that is greater than who you are in us. That you always provide a way out. You provide a way out of the desire to get even, to hold on to that anger and that bitterness. Father, we choose in you to forgive those people who have wronged us. Thank you, Lord, for making that possible. We choose freedom. We choose joy and peace because of who you are in us. Lord, I thank you for each one here. Bless them. Encourage them. We pray for a covering over each of us, Lord. We pray for a covering over our families, over our homes. Lord, that our homes are places where we live, that they would be places where people are welcomed and encouraged and blessed. And that we, your body, the church, not the building, but the people, as we go out into this world, we would take the church into our community and we would see healing of those around us. Lord, let us love others well. Let us pray for our persecutors. Lord, thank you that you do not hold our sin against us, but in faith you say, you are my child. You're not separate from me, you are my child, and nothing can separate you from me because you're mine. I love you. I gave everything for you. Lord, thank you for your goodness, for our wholeness in you. Make us a blessing to many around us this day, this week, this month. Lord, change us. Change how we relate to people. Change how we react to wrongdoing. For your glory, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.